Hello, hello. We are on the porch this morning. It is beautiful, overcast and cool and nice. So here we are, July 28th and 29th. We have three cards for you. 2022, they are the Four of Swords, the Two of Swords reversed, and the Fool reversed. New Moon in Leo. I don't know all that much about it, but I do know a new moon, when the moon is completely dark, is a time to set intentions. If this is of interest to you, there are many articles about this new moon in proud, energetic, brave Leo and how it affects your sign, ascendant, rising, moon, etc. Do not disturb. It is said that Pablo Picasso attached the Four of Swords to the door of his studio when he was immersed in finishing a great work. We have the peaceful Four of Swords, the card of retreat, rest, and repose, and we have a lot of swords on the table in general, the suit of the mind, intellectual and analytical. This is the suit of science in the Crowley and Blake decks. But as we all know, science does not have all the answers. Science doesn't even ask all the right questions. We have a card of retreat and rest and another of turning a blind eye. The blindfolded human, usually shown sitting by herself or himself on a rather inhospitable-looking beach with their back facing the ocean, holds two swords protectively crossed at his or her chest. This is a crossroads of some sort, a decision that has to be made, or decisions. But the Two of Swords represent, according to the Blake Tarot of the creative mind, the left and right sides of our brains. Somewhere there is a compromise between the two, or between the head and the heart. Balance, balance, balance. Fools rush in where angels fear to tread. An old song, yes, but origins of the phrase seem very hard to determine. And according to the interweb, and I believe Merriam and Webster's dictionary, was used to say that it is foolish to take action if one does not know much about what he or she is doing. The Fool in the reverse in the upcoming position is a concern because we don't know if that's a mistake we're about to make by taking a blind leap of faith or simply shutting off the email, phone, and avoiding all fools for the day. This is being taken advantage of, but the reverse fool either doesn't know or more likely just doesn't want to know or doesn't care. While you were sleeping or turning a blind eye, someone was taking advantage of you. Someone may be ill, even hospitalized, or unable to make their own decisions. There is no sense of urgency whatsoever in these cards, but eventually, this is a change or decision that you or someone is going to have to make, although you don't seem ready, willing, or able. The Fool, in the reverse, is hanging by his fingernails onto that cliff now, having not looked before he leaped. Read the fine print, look before you leap, etc. Don't be taken advantage of or suffer fools. Better yet, go all Picasso on them. Social media, emails, text, phone calls, just unplug everything. Sleep on it. This is a new beginning after a loss, and only a fool would rush a healing process or rush someone else's